There are many spiritual principles in the scriptures. These principles can, or they should, guide our lives, our priorities, and even our motivations. Sometimes I call them life principles because they're good for my whole entire life. Jesus especially taught his disciples these life principles. That's one reason I read and reread and study the Gospels so much, because Jesus talks about these principles, principles that we can live by. Often, Jesus would even tell a parable or perform a miracle in order to illustrate a particular principle. So today, I want to talk about a very important principle in God's Word. I call this the principle of measurement. Now, I know you probably don't know what I'm talking about yet, but listen carefully. And as always, I encourage you to go over these passages later, perhaps even listen to the message again, because this is one of those principles that can change your life if you embrace it by faith. So it's very, very important for you to understand it. Okay, let's start with Luke 6, verse 38, a fairly familiar passage or verse. It says, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure," here's that word measure, "pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." Okay, I like that. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you in return. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. And we see this again. We see it in slightly different wording. Let's start verse 24, Mark 4. Actually, verse 23 says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And that's a signal for us to really pay attention. And he was saying to them, "Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. And more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to more shall be, to him more shall be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has, shall be taken away from him." So do you see this? Jesus repeats this a number of times in various settings. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you in return. So what does that mean? Yes, this is a principle often overlooked, but it's repeated so often by Jesus. And Jesus thought it was important for his disciples to get this, and that's why we see it over and over. Let's take a look at one more. Let's look at Mark chapter 7. And by the way, I'm not sharing all of them, but Mark 7, verse 1 and 2. "Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you." Okay, so the principle is this: how we relate to others will determine how we'll be treated by others and by God. It's also used for giving. How we give to others and to God will determine how we receive, from the Lord. It's a spiritual principle. It may be contrary to what we think and what we can rationally analyze, but it remains true. The world, by the way, especially does not understand spiritual principles, and certainly not this one. These principles and this one will not be modeled to us by the world, that's for sure. So this principle applies in many situations. Let me just give you a few. First of all, how we judge others will determine how we will be judged by others and God. We just actually read this. Let me read it again. "Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you." Now, I don't know about you, but when I read this, it puts the fear of God in me, because I think it's so easy for us to just casually and freely judge others without really knowing the facts. And here it's very clear it will come back to us. Let's go back to Luke 6. And really, I'm going to back up from the, we read verse 38 a little earlier, but I'm going to back up all the way to verse 27. Because it says, if we love our enemies and bless them, it's going to come back to us as blessing. Let me read it. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Now, you're not going to hear that in the world, are you? But it's part of this spiritual principle. Also, a third application, and I would probably admit that these all overlap, but it's good to probably mention them separately. How we treat others will determine how we are treated. Let's look at verse 31. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. Actually, it says that in the Sermon on the Mount too, right? In Matthew 6. And we know it as what? The golden rule, you know, and it's part of this principle. Let's go into verse 32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies. There it is again. And do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great. In other words, it's going to come back to you if you do these things. And you'll be the sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. And if He is, and we're His followers, we need to do the same thing. So how we treat others will determine how we're going to be treated. So we're talking about giving respect, being good to those others, lending, giving to others, all these things. The fourth one. If we are merciful to others, we will receive mercy. Now, again, this is mentioned in a number of places by Jesus, but while we're in this same paragraph, let's look at verse 36. It says, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. One of the Beatitudes is, blessed are the merciful, for what? For they shall receive mercy. Okay? If we forgive others, we will be forgiven and pardoned by others. Now, this is kind of, you know, something that if you think about logically, from a spiritual point of view, it only makes sense that we should be forgiving others. But it's so easy to kind of think we want others to pardon us and forgive us, be merciful to us, but we're not so quick to extend that to others. We always have reasons why they don't deserve mercy or they don't deserve forgiveness. And here in verse 37, it says, do not judge and you will not be judged. And do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Pardon and you will be pardoned. See, there it is. It's a spiritual principle. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Now, I agree these are things that are hard to do, but it's absolutely necessary for us to embrace fully this principle. We should be guiding our lives. We should be living our lives by this principle of measurement. Now, there's one other big one here, and that is giving. And it says, give, and it'll be given to you. You know, verse 38, let's read it again. We started off with this one. Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Now, we see this in so many places in the scriptures, don't we? Especially as it pertains to giving. And actually, about once a year, usually in January or February, I usually take at least 1 week to talk about giving. So that would be kind of maybe this week, although this principle includes so much more than that. Sometimes, by the way, we do a study on giving. For example, in the last 5-6 years, twice we've gone through the workbook, The Joy of Giving. Another time we went through the Treasure Principle by Randy Alcorn. Sometimes like this year, maybe I just give a single message. But giving falls into this principle of measurement. But of course, like we said, this measurement applies to so many areas. Now, let's talk just a few minutes about giving. When we are generous with our possessions, with our money, God gives back. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and these are verses, at least those who are Emmanuel Fellowship have heard many times before. Starting verse 6, it says, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." And you can look at the couple verses right before that, and you can say this is directly talking about giving. And it's that same principle of measurement. If we sow sparingly, that's what we're going to receive in return. If we sow bountifully, then we're going to receive back bountifully. And by the way, I know some people always kind of measure this in terms of, if I give money, I get money back. No, God doesn't really say that. He just says he's going to give back to you. Actually, if you look down at verse 8, same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, it's talking about being a cheerful giver. That's the verse right before that. And it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you." I like that. All grace abound to me. So that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. I mean, just look at those words there, everything, every good deed. That's a promise. That God's blessing and his grace will abound to us if we are generous with our finances. And so the question we have to ask ourselves, do we want to experience the abundance of the Christian life? We'd say, oh yeah, sure I do. Well, then we have to apply this principle to how we give. Now, measurement is kind of interesting. It's something we do carefully, intentionally, calculating. Even the Pharisees, when they would give to the Lord, they wanted to give 10%. They would actually kind of count out all the seeds of cumin and, everything down to the grain, which sort of defies the whole spirit of it all. But they were careful measurement, But think about it this way. If we're measuring out ingredients for a recipe, are we going to be calculating and intentional? Yeah, I hope so. We're not just going, oh, see, it says sugar. Okay, let me pour some sugar in there. Okay, a little bit of salt. Well, maybe that's too much, but it'll be okay. Okay, so milk, eggs. Well, I don't know. It says 5, but I don't know. I think I can probably put 8 or 9 in there. Probably be about the same. Or I only have 3. I'll only put 3 in. That would be a disaster, wouldn't it? Or if we're measuring a materials out to cut for a construction project, to build a house, or you're building a shelf. You don't just kind of say, that looks about like that much, and you kind of take the saw to it. No, you're going to end up having a shelf that doesn't fit, or you're going to end up having a cake that's really not a cake, right? Measurement is very important. And how we measure determines what we get with God. With God, the more we give out, the more we return. And certainly that applies to, our possessions, our finances, but it's much more. If I'm giving out mercy and forgiveness, I'm not judging, I'm blessing others, even my enemies, as it says there in Luke 6, what happens? I start receiving mercy and forgiveness and respect or whatever I'm giving out. This is an important measurement. Now, again, we can't do what the world does. Let's take our political environment that we're in today. Many are angry, vindictive, hateful. And by the way, I'm not going to kind of jump into, sides or anything like that. But I will say that this anger and hatefulness, no matter which side it comes from, is wrong. And sadly, it's bled into the church. I saw, just since I was kind of preparing this message, something that a fellow pastor, actually, I know this pastor quite well, and he wrote this article, and he said, he says, should we really bless and pray for our new president? And his answer was an absolute no. We have to fight. We have to remain angry. Brothers and sisters, that's contrary to what the scriptures say. And it's contrary to what this principle says in particular. We can't do what the world does. We can't look like the world. We look to Jesus and his teachings and the principles that he taught us. Now, with giving, the world will never encourage us to give in faith. They may tell you, oh, that'd be a nice thing to do if you've got extra. But we are called to a different standard, aren't we? Now, when we talk about measurement, whether it's in giving or extending mercy or blessing or whatever, faith is required. It's required for this principle, just like it is for much of the Christian life. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you. You know, I was trying to think of kind of a little illustration I could do, and I thought this might could do it. If I'm kind of measuring out here a little bit of mercy or finances or what it is, and I give it out, you know what? I'm going to get back according to this measurement. Actually, God says it's going to be a little bit more than that. So, see, it's a little bit more. I get back into here. But, you know, I might kind of say, you know, I'm going to give more. Oh, a whole big thing of it. That's much more than this right here, isn't it? And I'm going to toss that over there, you know, to others. I'm going to sow that. And you know what? I'm going to probably get something like this. You know, it's going to come back to me. And, you know, same thing. If I get a bigger measurement, put it over here. Oh, wow, it's coming back to me now, right? Okay. And then, oh, I'm going to do even a little bit more now. And then it's going to come back. And see, this is faith. It requires faith, doesn't it? Because none of us like to part with something that's ours. And maybe I'm talking about money here, but I'm really talking about more than that. I'm just talking about our lives. You know, it costs us something to forgive, to overlook an offense, to bless others, you know, even our enemies. In fact, our whole life should be, well, let me see. I think maybe I'll just get this over here now. And you know what? I'm just going to all of it. You might say, you don't want to give everything away, do you? Why not? Because God gives back. That is part of the principle here of measurement. You know, whatever I give out, it comes back to me with a little more, at least. Now, again, I'm not saying that, you know, I know there's some people say, well, I gave $100 and I'm expecting five in return. You know, five times I'm expecting $500 back. No, somehow that's not the spirit of it all. For one thing, that's a spirit of your giving in order to get. That's not the heart here. The heart is, I want to give, and I want to give mercy and blessing and forgiveness. Yeah, finances too, because that's what my Lord Jesus does. That's his life, and I want to be like him. Actually, going back to finances, exercising faith in this area develops and strengthens our faith in other areas. It's like a training ground to us. In fact, that's actually what, if you go to Luke 16, and Jesus basically kind of says that, you know, he says, starting in verse 9, he is faithful in a very little thing, is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous mammon or wealth or finances, who will entrust the real riches to you? See, finances and possessions are something that, you know, we've worked hard to get, right? And we don't want to part with them very easily, do we? And that's why Jesus says, you know, this is kind of really the test. It's the training ground. Because if you can practice this principle and you're faithful in this area, then Jesus says, I will entrust the true riches to you. And that's really what we want, right? And as we become closer in our walk with Jesus, we realize that, you know, the possessions and money, that doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't matter what we have. You know, he's going to take care of us. What really matters is treasure in heaven and the spiritual riches, the true riches, as he says right here. You know, it's kind of interesting. You go down to verse 14. It says, now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were scoffing at him. You know, the Pharisees scoffed at Jesus' words about giving and this principle. And that's what those who don't have faith do. They've got to somehow, that they end up being scoffers. They scoff at spiritual principles, especially this one. It doesn't make sense. That's not good. And the reason? The scriptures tell us they're lovers of money rather than lovers of God. So this principle, let's just say it this way, is for all of us. Regardless of our state of wealth, whether we have much or whether we have little. This principle is for us regardless of our culture. Well, I came from a poorer culture. I came from a culture where, you know, you're supposed to spend a lot of money. Like American culture, no. It doesn't say that there. Or our age. Well, when I get older, I can probably do that more after I've kind of saved up more. No, it doesn't say that, does it? This principle is for all of us. And by the way, this principle works in tough times as much as it does in good times. In fact, it might even work better in tough times. So we can't say, yeah, but you know, during this pandemic, you know, I've got to be a little bit more guarded. Jesus doesn't say that. Not at all, does he? He says we need to just apply freely this principle of measurement. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Now, next week, I want to take this a step further, but we'll wait into next week to kind of do that. And we're going to return to talking about some of these other areas besides giving, although it would apply to giving as well, because I believe there's more that God wants to show us. So in conclusion today, it could probably be concluded best by saying it this way. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you in return. You are not an exception to this principle. And I encourage you to meditate on this. I encourage you to embrace it, and I encourage you to practice it by faith, of course. And this principle applies to many areas: how we treat others, even those who don't like us or who are enemies. We're talking about not judging. We're talking about being merciful. We're talking about blessing and not cursing. We're talking about forgiving and not holding grudges. And it applies also to the area of giving. Faith is required to put this principle into practice. And remember, just think about this. I'm going to measure out even more this time because it's going to be measured back to us in the same way. If I throw out mercy and I sow mercy all over the place, it's going to come back to me. And it's going to come back from the person that really counts, and that's the Lord. So faith is required to put this principle into practice. And as far as giving, we could say this too, that God uses this area in particular to teach us about faith in other areas. It's a training ground for us. So let's be careful, intentional, calculating in how we treat others and how we give. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this principle of measurement, and we ask that you would open our eyes to this life principle. Lord, let us see that practicing this principle really opens the door to the abundance of the Christian life. His grace and more fruitfulness and his joy and his peace, everything that we really want in life. Lord, the true riches. Lord, we ask that you would give us the spiritual courage to trust you in these things, to walk in faith and to embrace these and to practice these things in faith. Lord, we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.